Imagine waking up in a forest with no memory, not even your own name. You're shouting for someone called Anna while staring at unfamiliar hands. This disorienting nightmare is how our protagonist begins his journey at Blackheath House, a crumbling Georgian manor. After witnessing what appears to be a murder, he follows a mysterious compass east, discovering he's inhabiting the body of Dr. Sebastian Bell, though the name feels wrong somehow. Inside the decaying mansion, other guests dismiss his frantic claims about a murder, leaving him alone with an invitation to a masquerade ball celebrating Evelyn Hardcastle's return from Paris. The true horror reveals itself gradually. Our protagonist is trapped in a time loop, forced to relive the same day through 8 different hosts. After Bell comes Collins the butler, then aristocrat Lord Ravencourt, the despicable Jonathan Derby, and others, each with distinct personalities that sometimes wrestle for control. A mysterious figure in a plague doctor mask explains the rules. Solve Evelyn Hardcastle's murder by midnight in the final host, or have all memories stripped away to begin again. And he's not alone. 2 other players are also trapped, with only 1 allowed to escape. What begins as a clever murder mystery evolves into something far more profound, an exploration of identity itself. Are we defined by our bodies, our memories, our choices? As our protagonist battles both external threats and the personalities of his hosts, these questions become increasingly urgent. A recurring nightmare stalks Blackheath, a tall, thin man with a broken nose who hunts our protagonist across different hosts. Unlike the players who cycle through bodies, the footman maintains 1 consistent form, yet recognizes the protagonist regardless of which body he inhabits. His appearances transform the murder mystery into visceral horror as he calls the protagonist Rabbit while orchestrating elaborate torment. "Run, Rabbit, run," he whispers in the wine cellar, timing his knife strikes to prolong suffering. This predator-prey dynamic adds urgent desperation to the investigation, with each host body offering both a fresh chance at solving the mystery and a new vessel for experiencing death. The footman's theatrical cruelty serves a deeper narrative purpose, embodying the novel's exploration of suffering as spectacle. His calculated pursuit mirrors how readers consume fictional violence for entertainment, his broken nose and tall frame becoming symbols of impending doom. Every night at 11 p.m., Evelyn Hardcastle shoots herself by the reflecting pool as fireworks burst overhead. What appears to be suicide reveals itself as something far more complex as our protagonist investigates from multiple perspectives. Initially, we learn Evelyn planned to fake her suicide to escape an arranged marriage using props and sedatives. However, someone hijacked her scheme for murder. Michael Hardcastle, her brother, had stolen 2 identical revolvers, giving 1 to Evelyn while keeping the other to kill her at the pool, planning to shoot her while pulling her from the water to mask his crime. Deeper still, both Michael and Evelyn were poisoned after the shooting. And Evelyn is actually Madeleine Aubert, the French maid in disguise. The real Evelyn had been murdered earlier, her body hidden at the lake. This Russian doll structure mirrors the novel itself. The apparent suicide conceals an attempted murder, which conceals an identity swap, which conceals a conspiracy dating back 19 years to Thomas Hardcastle's murder. 19 years before Blackheath, Thomas Hardcastle's throat was cut near the estate's lake. Charlie Carver, a servant dismissed for an affair with Helena Hardcastle, was convicted and hanged. Our protagonist learns the truth through Ted Stanwyn, a family blackmailer. Stanwyn witnessed Helena kneeling by the lake, holding her dead son's bloody body. When Charlie appeared, still in love with Helena, he begged Stanwyn to support his false confession, sacrificing himself to protect her. The current Blackheath gathering now makes sense. Helena has recreated the party from 19 years ago. Her absence and the missing revolvers suggest a woman ready to confess after decades of guilt. Other mysteries cloud Thomas's death: a vanished stable hand, Thomas's erratic final behavior, and his urgent questions before rushing to the lake where he died. These elements connect with Evelyn's present-day murder, each death illuminating the other. The protagonist discovers two others trapped in Blackheath's temporal maze. Daniel Coleridge initially seems friendly before revealing himself as the orchestrator of the footman's attacks. Unlike the protagonist, who retains memories across loops, Daniel must solve the puzzle within a single day before his memories reset. Anna exists differently, permanently confined to her maid's body, unable to jump between hosts. Her consistent presence becomes an anchor as their alliance deepens from pragmatic to profound. Together, they establish signals and safe houses to protect hosts from the footman's attacks. Blackheath transforms from murder mystery to survival game. Daniel's blackmail books provide leverage, while his claims of imminent escape create urgency. The footman's increasingly calculated attacks suggest Daniel's growing control over this deadly chess match. A crucial revelation emerges. Only one person can escape Blackheath. The protagonist faces an impossible choice between self-preservation and loyalty to Anna, complicated by recovered memories showing he had murdered her in previous iterations, creating justified mistrust. In the final confrontation, the protagonist refuses to abandon Anna despite countless failed loops. When the plague doctor unmasks as Oliver, a shocking truth emerges. Anna is actually Annabelle Cawker, the terrorist who tortured and killed the protagonist's sister, Juliet, over 7 days. Aiden Bishop entered Blackheath seeking vengeance, intending to trap Anna in eternal suffering. Yet thousands of iterations eroded his memories and hatred, allowing him to see her as someone worth protecting. This raises profound questions about identity and rehabilitation. Aiden argues that Annabelle Cawker is dead, not physically, but fundamentally transformed through the loops. If Blackheath's purpose is rehabilitation rather than punishment, then Anna's evolution from murderer to someone capable of love represents genuine change. The mystery deepens when Felicity Maddox reveals herself as Evelyn's true killer, a twist showing how the obvious solution isn't always correct. While Aiden and Anna were trapped in their redemption-revenge drama, the real killer hid in plain sight. Aiden and Anna's departure from Blackheath represents a philosophical choice about identity. The plague doctor warns that mysterious forces will hunt Anna, requiring isolation from their former lives. Aiden must choose between reclaiming his revenge-obsessed memories or beginning anew. His choice to forego his past embodies redemption through reinvention. Simple pleasures gain extraordinary significance. Consecutive days in the same body, watching sunrise without anticipating death, forming genuine relationships. Mundane experiences become precious after his imprisonment. Through inhabiting 8 distinct lives, each with unique memories, abilities, and moral compasses, Aiden's journey questions the nature of consciousness and self. When he acts nobly in one host but selfishly in another, which reveals his true character? The novel suggests identity isn't fixed. While circumstances and memories influence us, our choices to show courage, mercy, or pursue redemption define who we truly are. Aiden's decision to abandon his original memories affirms this. We aren't bound by our past when brave enough to choose differently.